We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Friday. We'll be joined by the National Press Secretary from the RNC. How are they gearing up to combat the Comey book? But John Brennan, remember this guy now? I had to look it up, too. A little bit unsure. I vaguely have heard the word before. He tweets out, the Comey book is out there now, President Trump, and your cacistocracy is collapsing. Definition? Cacistocracy, government by the least qualified or most unprincipled citizens. Here we go. You know, that's a fancy way of saying a basket of deplorables elected this cacistocracy, right? Put that down in your K-A-K-I-S-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Vaguely heard it before. I thought it was idiocracy, or there was a film about that where idiots are running the country. So it's about ready to collapse. Government by the least qualified or most unprincipled citizens is what President Trump is being accused of, and it is collapsing. Don't these guys hear themselves? I'm sure it's impressive in their Washington crowd to call the Trump era that. So what was the Obama era? It was the golden age, the best and the brightest. Gee, I thought the Kennedys, the best and the brightest, and what happened with Vietnam with the best and the brightest wasn't so good, was it? Remember that? We're the best and the brightest. All right. Joining us on our Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline is Cassie Smedley. Cassie is the National Press Secretary for the RNC on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Cassie, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, do you guys over there have your Funkum Wagnalls handy? Because John Brennan has just said the Trump administration and you guys that helped support it at the upper levels like the RNC, you are a cacistocracy.
Oh, well, should we take that as a compliment? Kind of our job for Democrats across the board. We think of ourselves more as truth seekers, truth tellers.
Right.
Sure, that's a new one.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind it.
Okay. Well, Cassie, how is the RNC approaching this? And I know there's a website up about the untruths of Comey. What are you guys doing around the book?
That's right. So LyonComey.com, LyonComey.com is where your listeners can go to get all the latest and greatest on the book and the mistruths, the misdeeds, and the former FBI director's efforts to rehabilitate his image. But my favorite part about the website at the moment is the first thing they'll see are all of the people's strongest thoughts and convictions about James Comey directly from Democrats' mouths. And so all the things that they were saying at one point in time, and we're going to hold their feet to the fire if they change their tune now. But it seems, though, that since the excerpts have started coming out on this book, you're finding it hard to figure out who might be on James Comey's side here. Everybody across the board seems to feel that this is a man who has really had a fall from grace, and he's using this book to a paltry attempt at rehabilitating his reputation. And people really are seeing it as just a higher royalty, not a higher loyalty. He's just out for the money.
Well, Cassie, what's going to be interesting is to see who first goes over the line. We've been talking this morning. They're smart in this. That a lot of these are the things that talk radio listeners might know with the Comey back and forth over the legalisms and in the weeds and all that. But putting out there that Trump kept bothering him because Trump's marriage is bad about the Russian prostitutes and Comey's marriage is impeccable and that never would have come up. That's where they're bad. I haven't seen anybody on the Democrat side to trip that wire yet.
Yeah, you're right. And I think it's just an interesting ploy for him to try and take that. And again, it goes against his whole attempt to be the high-minded one and the adult in the room. And yet he seems to be the one taking all of these low blows, which also go to undermine his further undermine his credibility is, you know, he would like you to believe, look, I'm just a guy who's dedicated to my job. But I believe it was Dana Bash from CNN who said, you know, this guy may claim not to be a Republican or a Democrat, but make no mistake, he is political. And I think you see that over and over again in a lot of his comments that we've seen thus far, excerpts from the George Stephanopoulos interview and from the book, that this was all about him. It's all about him. And I think that's why it's kind of shocking and strange, frankly, to continue to see all of these personal blows at the president in the book. What does that say about
right.
his inability
You're right. And on the money shot part, it's all about him. If he had just looked at the law, the statute, and what he should have done with Mrs. Clinton, no breaks on either side, not piling on. But there are excerpts in which he talks about everyone knew she was going to win, so his job was to make sure the American public knew this was a legitimate election, that no punches were pulled and all this. And this, even if he is not political in a partisan sense, he is mightier than thou. You and I are kind of hitting on that. He's making these decisions versus what the law is.
Right. And I think, you know, this is a man who enjoyed a lot of respect of a lot of individuals, not the least of which the people who reported to him. And it's unfortunate to see this all come out and this behavior all be verified and confirmed in his own by his own words. It's unfortunate for the rank and file men and women at the FBI who are dedicated public servants going out there to do the hard and good work of the agency, and then to have this man who was once at the top, and I imagine they looked up to, not just literally, but to see that he was out for his higher loyalty, which is to me, myself, and I. And it's got to make you question, I imagine, so many of the things that they heard him say and weigh in on.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I keep going
back to. No, I think that's a good line that is precise, and I think that's what Comey's all about. Some of the other baggage is there, too, but that is it. Please, give that website again where people can follow this.
LionComey.com. Check back early and often for updates as fact-checking and more of these interviews come out.
Thank you, Cassie. Have a nice weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Same to you.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.